Paragraph 6 reads, "This design was the first of its kind, and helped Kikkoman distribute its bottles across the nation and eventually the world. In his career, Ekkolan designed everything from Yamaha's VMAX motorcycle to the Narita Express train, but the Kikkoman soy sauce bottle remained special to him. He said it represents the real Japan, and that making an object means imbuing it with its own spirit. That spirit has now been reproduced over 500 million times and is recognizable through its form alone. It has been registered as a three-dimensional trademark, representing not just Japanese food, but also Japan's modern culture and history. Ultimately, it allows the legacy of Ekkolan, who passed away in 2015, to live on in memory worldwide."
So anyway, the bottle was a huge success and probably helped make this brand of soy sauce more successful. So in his career, Ekkolan designed everything from Yamaha's VMAX motorcycle to Narita Express train at, I guess, the airport in Tokyo. But the soy sauce bottle is something that remains special to him. I think just because, you know, you can find this bottle everywhere, unlike these motorcycles or trains. So he believes it represents the real Japan, and that it says something about making an object means imbuing it with its own spirit. So to imbue something, just to impart something or to inject something into something.
So this bottle and, you know, the spirit that it has been reproduced over 500 million times, so it's a very popular product, and is recognizable through its form alone and kind of represents the Kikkoman brand. And so it's also been registered as a three-dimensional trademark, and so, you know, it's such a recognizable shape that it has its own trademark. So it represents not just Japanese food, but also Japan's modern culture and history. All of this is kind of going on in just one bottle design. And it allows the legacy of its designer, Ekkolan, to live on in memory worldwide. So to live on in memory is to be remembered. So he will be remembered through his design that is, you know, basically everywhere in the world. That wraps up our lesson today. Thank you for listening, and make sure to go back and do some review.